Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, when I was growing up, my grandparents, Whammy and Grampy, as I affectionately referred to them, always hosted Thanksgiving dinners. They would open their home to family and friends. And so as we pile out of the car, I race ahead of Mom, Dad, and my sister Fawny. I vault over the two cement steps. I ring the doorbell. Come in! And I push down on that brass-plated handle. And the door swings open to the smell of cooking bird and the blare of the Detroit Lions football game. Grampy is in the living room pointing a finger at the screen. Ah! Ah! There was a guy open right there! He was right there! Shaking his head at the Detroit Lions quarterback, I sprawl on the couch beside him. He's shaking his head and he finally lets out a long sigh. Well, you know, even still, never bet against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Never know what they might do. And as if to agree with him, John Madden's iconic voice booms out from the television. Well, with Barry Sanders, you never know. They might just come back. Meanwhile, Whammy is in the dining room setting out her ruby plates on the table. A bottle of sparkling grape juice nestles up beside the Corningware dish full of sweet potatoes and, of course, the marshmallows on top. A gold serving spoon protrudes from the cranberry salad. And the mashed potatoes themselves are giving off steam at the end of the table while four Walmart pies rest on the kitchen buffet. Whammy's voice finally cuts through the football commentary. Honey, we're ready! Grampy mutes the game, and we congregate in the dining room, scooch back the orange upholstered chairs. We settle into place, we bow our heads. Grampy folds his hands. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this food. His prayer unfolds a litany of gratitude for the hands that have prepared the turkey, for the good weather, and for our Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross. And he ends with thanksgiving that we can all be here together. And in that moment, with my head bowed and my eyes squeezed shut, I know I belong. I know that I am loved. Whammy and Grampy have brought us into their home. They are feeding us at their table. I belong to them, and I belong with them. The food, the laughter, even the little family squabbles, all of it tells me that I belong. And in our epistle reading this morning, St. Peter imagines his hearers engaging in just this kind of scene, cooking up turkeys, bringing one another into their homes. The apostle writes, "Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins." Practice hospitality. St. Peter can see children vaulting the steps, ringing the doorbell, stepping into a place of hospitality and belonging. He can see food shared over a table with smiles and laughter. But of course, St. Peter is also a realist. He knows how much we struggle with hospitality. Practice hospitality, he writes, ungrudgingly to one another. In the original Greek, his wording is playful. Be hospitable to one another without gongismos. Gongismos. A word that means like it sounds and sounds like it means. Without grumbling. Welcome people into your home or into your life without sounding like Yosemite Sam. Reckon, brecken, gongismos. And we all smile because we all know that feeling, right? It's difficult to welcome people into our homes or into our lives. It's a hassle. And our homes show who we are. And they are never perfect. They're never clean enough. They're never big enough. They're never elegant enough. And the turkey we put forward is often overcooked. The mashed potatoes are lumpy. And sometimes the Walmart apple pie has a cardboard crust. And we are self-conscious. We are worried that the Joneses will judge us with raised eyebrows and quiet snickers. Did you see the bathroom? Mm-hmm. St. Peter's Holy Spirit-inspired words at times make us grit our teeth. Practice hospitality ungrudgingly to one another. That's easy for God to say, St. Peter. He doesn't have to have the Joneses in his house. But of course, the truth is, sisters and brothers, that God has opened and continues to open his house to the Joneses, to all of us. This past Thursday, we celebrated the triune God's ungrudging hospitality in Jesus' ascension into heaven. In that moment, God opens his house to all of us. He cooks the turkey and sets the ruby plates. He calls out a running commentary on the Detroit Lions football game. He lights the candles and pours the sparkling grape juice. As the flesh of Jesus enters into the divine life, the triune God welcomes humanity into his own house. St. Leo I, the great 5th century bishop of Rome, can hardly contain himself as he preaches on God's hospitality in Jesus' ascension. In the ascension, shouts the bishop, the nature of mankind went up, up, to pass above the angels' ranks and to rise beyond the archangels' heights, and to have its uplifting limited by no elevation until received to sit with the eternal Father, it should be associated on the throne with his glory, to whose nature it was united in the Son. Christ's ascension, preaches St. Leo, is our uplifting. Or as the Australian theologian Benjamin Myers puts it, in Jesus, our nature has taken up residence in the presence of God. In Jesus' ascension, the triune God opens his home and feeds us. In Jesus' ascension, the Father shows us that we belong body and soul to him. In his epistle to the Ephesians, the St. Paul puts it this way, God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with Christ in the heavenly places. At the ascension, God welcomes us, our humanity, into his triune life, into his home to feast with him in Eucharistic thanksgiving. And think about that for a moment. The triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, brings a real human body, a real human being, into the realm of pure existence and unselfconscious love. Right now, Jesus is alive at the right hand of the Father by the power of the Spirit. Our own flesh resides in heaven. We are there in Jesus. We are in God's home, sitting down to dinner. And so we belong. With head bowed and eyes squeezed shut, we know that we are belonged, that we belong, that we are loved. And suddenly we want to begin to share that belonging with others, that love with others. We begin to notice how we might offer hospitality to those around us. We begin to see that even the Joneses, want to be loved and want to belong. The more we participate in Jesus' life in the heavenlies, the more we feast in God's house, the more we feel the Holy Spirit pressing us to practice hospitality without gongismos, without grumbling. You see, God brings us into his house and feeds us, so that we might bring others into our houses and feed them. that we might let go of our fear and self-consciousness and simply show others that they belong with us. And God is doing that among us here at St. Stephen's. I can think of, in just the past month or two, several instances of hospitality, even in relation to me and my family, people inviting us over for Sunday dinner, family taking us out to table 100, and then another family having our kids over for a play date. Someone who, you know, doesn't have the opportunity to share their home at this point, bringing me a bunch of coffee. Because, of course, we all know that I love coffee. Just little acts of hospitality. Grace towards someone else, saying, you belong. And God is calling us to build on that here at St. Stephen's. I wonder, what might happen if every time a visitor showed up into God's house, if that visitor went away with at least 3 invitations to dinner? What if we started each having at least 1 person over for dinner a month? Or maybe if we couldn't have them over to our house, thinking of some other way to break bread with them. Let's go meet at the park early before it gets too hot, and I'll bring a loaf of bread and some peanut butter and jelly. Just being with someone, telling them with your actions that they belong. God is at work among us, offering us his hospitality here in his house, feeding us at his table, so that we too might offer hospitality to one another and those around us. God is at work, and that is the good news. That is always the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.